USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims are up slightly. In today's report from the Labor Department, the number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose by 5,000 the week ending September 17th. That comes out to 213,000 new claims, which was 5,000 less than expected. A Supreme Court justice's wife is set to testify before the Democratic-led January 6th committee. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, agreed to be questioned by the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Separately, the committee announced its next hearing would be next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern.
A new poll suggests a record turnout for November's midterm elections. Roughly 64% of respondents to the NBC News poll say they have a very high interest in the midterms. A similar poll in 2018 found very high interest among 58% of respondents. The midterms will determine control of the House and Senate for the next 2 years. President Joe Biden touted tougher climate investments in the Inflation Reduction Act during his address to the UN General Assembly. North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer explains on Fox Business why he's no fan of that bill.
This runaway government spending, this supercharging the demand side of our economy while the supply side continues to be hurt by it, it has led to this inflation. Yeah. We need to get our arms wrapped around that.
He adds he wants banks to reconsider their environmental and social policies. The mayor of Mexico City confirms two people are dead following Thursday morning's magnitude 6.8 earthquake. The tremor was centered about 400 miles west of the capital city. USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
President Biden accused Russia of violating the core tenets of the U.S. Charter during a speech to the U.N. General Assembly on Wednesday. Congressman Michael Walls argues that this should make people question the effectiveness and relevancy of the U.N.
This is a permanent member of the Security Council violating every aspect, every element of what the U.N. stands for.
He adds Biden should have been clearer about condemning the use of nuclear weapons. The FDA has a warning regarding a social media craze.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning to anyone tempting to try a viral challenge on TikTok in which users cook chicken in NyQuil. The hashtag SleepyChicken has blown up on the platform as people film themselves using the cold medicine for cooking chicken.
You could not only become extraordinarily drowsy, but acetaminophen taken in high doses can lead to liver failure and death.
Dr. David Zeke, an expert in Northwestern medicine. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Target is planning to hire 100,000 seasonal workers. The company is saying it'll bring on new employees in stores and supply chain facilities nationwide this year. It's in an effort to help strengthen customer service. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.